Shalom of Bracha. We're starting another week, accompanied with wisdom and the Yerushalayim of David HaMelech. So we're talking about the two psukim that Pasuk Hei and Pasuk Vov, one describing the chukim, the desire of, and the tefillah of David HaMelech to watch over the chukim. Then afterwards, Bapitel Kol Mitzvayisecho, to delve into the ideas behind the mitzvahs. And these are two parts that are two counterparts of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one is chukim. We do because we are commanded. Even if we don't understand, because we recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we know that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for our benefit, to bring us closer to Him, to bring us good in this world and the world to come. Together with that, we try to have a deeper understanding of the ideas behind the mitzvahs that do have ideas, because that's also part of the mitzvah. Hashem gave us mitzvahs so that we should understand and live by the ideals mentioned in the mitzvahs. On Shabbos, you could keep Shabbos by just not doing malachas, sitting around doing nothing. Or you could appreciate Shabbos the day that we pay attention to the fact that we are not running the world. Hashem created the world. Hashem guides the world. You see, it's Mitzrayim. We saw how Hashem interacts with the world even after the creation. We reinforce those feelings that Hashem is running the world and we are His chosen nation. That gives us the Menucha of Shabbos. And every mitzvah, tefillin, mezuzah, it's not just something we put up, we put on our arms, but they have parshiyos in both of them that describe the Yichud Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem, Ekeinu Hashem Echon, recognition there's only one force in the world. The Rambam, when he walked through a room, a doorpost that had the mezuzah on it, he writes, a person comes into the room, a certain level of being confused by his involvement in the physical world. When he goes past the mezuzah, he reminds himself, Hashem is the one who's running the world. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And our goal in life is Voyim Shemoya, to listen to the words of Hashem and bring ourselves closer to Hashem through that. And he says, once a person does that, Hoylech B'derech Meishorim, he goes in the right direction, which is B'met Mamash, the Lashon of the Pasuk we're about to start, Oidcha B'yoyshe Leivav. Maybe this is the source of that Rambam that says that when you pay attention to the mitzvah, then you have a yoyshe levav. It straightens out your heart, takes your heart away from the confusion of what the world is really about, what I'm really about. That's what the Torah does for us. And the mishpatei tzedkecha, when I pay attention to the mishpatim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the things that do have reasons. You see the greatness of Hashem. Then that gives me a yoshu levov, and then I'm oide. I'm oide to Hashem. I'm so happy and grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He chose me to the nation to have this. We have the pasuk, Kedoshim Tiyu. Be uplifted from the physical world. In some religion that means just detach yourself from the physical world. Live in your own monastery or wherever you're living, and ponder all kind of kielu, spiritual things. Arkadoshim Tiyu is the exact opposite. Right away, it tells us about Kibud Ov V'Em. Recognize the parents that produced you. Appreciate everything they gave you. Matnas Aniyim, when you plan something, make sure to give to the poor people. Don't steal, don't lie. And even if somebody does something bad to you, don't take revenge, don't hate any Jew, don't curse, don't make a michshel, even be in front of the cheirish and the ive, the deaf, the blind person. This is the kedusha of Klal Yisrael, and this is what makes us so full of gratitude to Hashem. He created this world and this room for so many mistakes, and in the name of so many ki'ilu, good ideals, so much destruction has happened over the past 100 years. Tens and tens of millions of people were killed, slaughtered, in the most cruel fashion, all with ideals, saying we have to get rid of this type of thing, make the world a better place. That's without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when the Yetzer Hara is running the world. But we are Yoyisha Levav, Belom De Mishpatei Tzedekech. I realize the Mishpatim HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not just ways for human beings to live together. It's to live by the values of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedoshim to you, uplifted. And that makes me feel terrific every morning. So this is not something we should think every morning. When you say, Moedani Lefonecha, thanking Hashem, you gave back my neshama. I have a Jewish neshama. And that's the thing that's going to guide my life. I'm going to walk out of the room into the next room and see, Yichud Hashem, Hashem Elikeinu, He is our God. He has chosen us to be His nation, and He's running the entire world. That gives me the Yoshir Levav, gives me the straightforward heart that I recognize what's really important in life, and I'm full of gratitude every second of life of the Baruch Hashem, the wonderful mitzvahs and Torah that Hashem gives me. Take advantage of it properly. B'zoicha to go, meichaya l'chaya.